I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the pro video gamer who says NBA 2K saved his life. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
I'm really glad I was not watching the game between the Rays and the Red Sox on Wednesday afternoon, because if I had been watching, I'm quite sure I would have been bored and maybe a little bit angry. How about you?
I'm still unclear as to what exactly happened here.
Yeah.
But we had a very long stretch of managers trying to be clever and umpires trying to think, which is never a good combination.
Well, all told, the game was delayed for nearly 20 minutes while the umpire tried to figure out whether Rays manager Kevin Cash made an illegal substitution. The Sox finished the game under protest, and in the end, neither team scored, so none of it really mattered anyway. Who do we blame for all this?
I think Kevin Cash, the Tampa Bay manager. I think he gets a little bit cute from time to time, and Alex Cora is just that way, and obviously the umpire had no clue what was going on.
This horrible display of officiating came just a day after reports surfaced that the Independent Atlantic League will stick with robot umpires for the rest of the season. Of course, the computer just calls balls and strikes. It doesn't adjudicate complicated lineup questions. But still, are you happy to see the robot ump sticking around?
I'm still terrified of the robot umps, and we will get to another story that scares me even more later on. This was inevitable. And by the way, it's not going to just be balls and strikes after a while. You know that. I mean, they are going to call close plays with them sooner or later. Because once you let the robots in, the robots take over. Anybody who's ever seen a movie knows that. I just want the first time a pitch goes up and in and gets too close to the batter for the robot ump to say, "Danger, Will Robinson."
I would pay money to see that.
I would. I would pay to go to games if that was the case.
Zion Williamson has yet to play a single game in the NBA, but he already has a shoe deal reportedly worth at least $100 million. That breaks the record LeBron James set when he signed his rookie shoe deal for $87 million in 2003. Are we just looking at inflation here, or is it something more?
I think it's inflation, but I also think it's the media age, and Zion Williamson is already a brand. I think it's very nice of Zion to stay with Nike, considering that one of his shoes blew up on him.
I would have signed with anyone but Nike after that.
Seriously, I would have signed with, like, Stride Rite.
It's NFL training camp time, Charlie.
That's hard to believe. I'm sorry.
I know,
I'm just saying.
We're already there. Which means it's time to hear about all the guys who are holding out. But instead, I'd like to talk about a guy who did show up. What do you make of Jacksonville cornerback Jalen Ramsey's ride to camp?
I mean, I guess it's an armored car. It looks like a Brinks truck.
Repainted somehow.
And he arrived and got out and said, "It's time to get that money."
Well, it was actually his hype man who said that, and I can't help myself. I need to play a clip.
The man, the myth, Jalen Ramsey.
Y'all know what it is.
It's time to get this money, money.
Ramsey had been hoping for a contract extension this year. Instead, he'll be playing out the fourth year of his contract for just $3.63 million. Then the team has a fifth-year option. Then there's the franchise tag. What do you think he'll do to show his displeasure next year or the year after?
Show up in a Bradley fighting vehicle, maybe. I don't know.
We are less than 1 year out from the Tokyo Olympics, Charlie, which means it's time for various unveilings. And I was going to ask you about the plethora of robots that will be put into use, including one that will carry javelins onto the field. But instead, I'd like to know what you make of the Olympic medals made from recycled mobile phones.
Yeah, that's a little bit chintzy, I think. It's very good for the environment, probably. But as we talked about earlier, I'm pretty sanguine about the robot umps. I think arming the robots is a really bad idea. I'm sitting way up in the seats because I don't know what kind of arms these robots have. But we may have an advocate on our side in the T-HR3 humanoid robot, which is going to have what is called remote interactions with athletes. I've had a number of those in my career, by the way.
And finally, Charlie, Kyrie Irving has unveiled his new special edition shoe line. And is it just me, or do these new designs seem a little fishy?
Yeah, we got a little SpongeBob action going here. The Nike Kyrie X SpongeBob SquarePants collection was made for a hypothetical trip to Bikini Bottom or an IRL trip to the gym. People actually get paid to write this stuff. But anyway, all the characters there, they each got their own shoe.
Yeah.
SpongeBob's is yellow and red. you know, they will sell these to a lot of kids. I'm just sorry that they didn't come along when I was a kid so I could have Rocky and Bullwinkle sneakers, because I think those would be great.
Charlie Pierce joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.